Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. How's it going?
Quite well, man. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, genuinely, sincerely.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
One of the old ones.
Genuinely.
No, I believe it was Frank Capra that did that one.
Oh, it might have been, yeah.
What's
I thought
called,
he directed movies.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Let's see if I can pull it up.
No, wait a minute. I mean, you can look it up.
What's the name of it again?
Sincerely. You're right. Frank Capra did a major.
He did It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, yeah.
That's what he did. Yeah. Okay. He also did Arsenic and Old Lace with Cary Grant.
I got this one. Is this it?
Seems around the time period, at least. Sincerely.
Who is it?
Moonglows.
The throwing up in the background.
Moon
All right.
And waiting for the serial killer to hurt somebody. It's kind of
like the Aerosmith guitar solos. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Who did this?
Moonglows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you said that. I heard of them.
I didn't know who did it. I've heard it, but I never knew who it was.
I think I remember from Peggy Sue Got Married. Great movie.
It is.
Is that Nicolas Cage?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Young, but and old.
It's not Sue Got Pegged and Married.
It's like if Back to the Future 1 was just one standalone, but it didn't involve time travel, if that makes any sense.
Oh, okay.
It always involves a high school dance.
Uh huh.
Well, you can use the line I always use to people. It makes all the sense I need it to.
Yeah.
There you go.
High school dances have always been such a big deal in movies and not in reality. But
Amen.
In movies, they're a huge deal. In real life, nah. But in movies, they're the biggest thing in the world. They're the be-all, end-all of high school existence is some dance.
Even the prom and the Hokos?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on trend. This just about... And I know this from somebody who had a kid or a child, whatever. There's not a little goat.
The Hokos, not the Seahawks, the Hokos.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
not good.
The Seahawks. It's about the picture. Yeah. About the picture with you and your girls, and then your girls and their dates and your date.
Yeah.
And then your daddy's sitting there just shaking his head from side to side because that dress is so short.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just remembered an old Dan story that's awful.
Was it at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
No, it was one of those you had in the eighth grade, but it was right after school. It was like a 4 to 6 type deal.
Oh, man.
So people were just standing there. Nobody could go home or anything. Old buddy was messing around with his girlfriend.
That's just preparing you for happy hour work functions later in life.
Pretty much. They were standing up, though, under the guise of dancing.
Standing up under the guise of dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man.
Him to her.
Somebody was playing bass?
Like, it did. It was like MCA from Beastie Boys playing bass.
Playing bass.
He's playing the two-finger bass. Tickling Ivers. He's playing the sitar. It rhymes with it.
Yeah.
Tickling the Ivers, tickling Damon, tickling Sean and Marlon, all the Wayanses.
I'm glad that don't happen now. You're right. That's what happens now. They just for pictures. That's it. Straight photo ops. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, the dance isn't even needed.
The girls, man, like, they all have to get together in groups of 20 and take the same picture. Like, all of you have to be in the picture.
And it shouldn't be recognized that one of them has more curves than the other ones. Like, tell them all to face forward. Quit turning sideways, Susanna.
I feel like if I pose like girls in group pictures, I dislocate
that banjo off your knee.
I dislocate one of my kneecaps trying to pose like they do with the legs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my kneecap would dislocate somehow. I wouldn't be able to walk.
Girl on wrestling. I'm sorry. I felt like my blood sugar was low. I had to hurt meat something.
You fine.
Oh, I have.
Chew on that meat.
Go ahead. Just keep talking.
Oh, okay.
I had to start talking now. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you finish that.
You're not a pro, Matt, man.
Then we'll get to that one girl on wrestling. Now, I don't even know what company it is. That's fun. I'm intrigued now.
You'll have the two girls that put
WWE.
Put their cheeks together. And they're always looking up. Like, what are you girls looking at when you look up?
Ass to ass.
Like somebody just took made a joke and they're all looking up.
It's probably their mom saying, do the Charlie's Angels pose, and they don't know what the hell that means.
They don't.
Stand backwards and act like you're shooting a bang bang.
I don't think girls hate each other anymore. The way they prop each other up in pictures, like, look at this hot girl. Ooh, that's my best friend.
That's a song.
She's sexy.
Look, we don't call each other hoes anymore. I don't know where that came from. Hey ho.
Hope that went away.
What do you say now, lady?
You? Oh. I mean, hey, lady. I mean, that just, lady sounds very old and outdated. Hey, lady.
Fuck, I know
you know, you're offending the remaining Beastie Boys by saying that.
Yeah. And also classy women.
Get funky.
I'm just basing this off of what I see driving around, you know, a college town. All these girls that line up and pose.
No,
what are y'all looking at?
I still use the term ladies a lot. I think Paige is a lady. If I was Paige is a lady in my mind.
I know, you know, it's ladylike, but I don't call my friends ladies. Mm. You know.
Oh yes, it's ladies' night. Don't say it.
Hey, ladies, let's go out. Let's go have some fun.
I guess "Hey, ladies" was most recently used to address a group of people by football coaches in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Use ladies to address a group of people is always a coach.
Yeah, but you know, still,
men's
like,
team.
Good old school people, you didn't find that ever how you want to. They still use things like, you know, if they've done something nefarious or whatever, they'll say, now, between us girls.
Yeah,
What do you mean by that?
And a dude who never gets laid says m'lady to women.
M'lady.
He ain't getting never.
I just think it sounds kind of creepy. Like, I'm going to go out with my lady friends this weekend.
What if he does like a curtsy?
Like, we're doing something nefarious.
What if a dude called you m'lady, Paige? He ain't getting none ever, right?
No, if he called me m'lady, I would think he was probably English or Irish.
What if he sounds like us?
It's my wife's name, m'lady.
Depends on if I liked him or not.
M'lady.
M'lady.
Let me grab that door for you, my lady.
Yeah. Hey, lady. House.
He does like a curtsy or whatever it is when a man does it.
Yeah. I wasn't bowing. I just had a muscle spasm. You fine. Go ahead.
I dropped my keys.
Yeah.
I'd wonder what
sudden
was
Duke pain. You go ahead.
Oh.
You're being nice.
Go Blue Devils.
Out in public, I was wondering what would be wrong with somebody.
Here's a text on the TLCMotors.com text line on Text and Drive. Mm-hmm. It says, when Fat Boy says he's driving around a college town, does that mean laying on his back on a skateboard?
I wish sometimes.
I don't think they wear skirts.
No, they wear a lot of leggings.
Could have done that to Bob Jones back in the day.
A lot of leggings. Yeah, them ankle-length skirts.
Yeah.
Pencil skirts or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was like going through like a time warp.
Yeah.
For like a quarter of a mile.
It's right like it'd be uncomfortable walking them things.
Yeah, and with penny loafers.
Yeah. I remember Keds back in the day was big. Yeah. Always the long ankle length skirts and kids.
Well, I guess you're about to see some spring dresses.
Yeah.
Those will start coming out.
Sundresses will be out soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, I mean, first day has already passed.
Yeah. But it's still
spring is sprung.
A little chilly. Now, Sunday, when it hits like 80 down here,
yeah,
then you'll see them.
Oh, man. Them eggs going to start cooking out there.
No.
They're going to start cooking when you hide them.
Yeah. You better get them. Get
that prize. That's why maybe you should use a rock. But then the rock, you know how there was, not Dwayne, but they were saying, oh, to be eco-friendly.
If you had the rock, you'll cuss at the kids.
Blank you and your dumb town. Do you think that the rocks, if you paint the rocks in lieu of doing the Easter eggs, it'll be hot when you go touch them?
I mean, we don't hide them in the sun. Hide them in the shady places. But then again, man, there's...
When it's 80-something outside, though.
You know, a lot of people got to be just... They would never say it outwardly, but they have to be, like, really disappointed when they set their kid loose to find Easter eggs and the kid just can't find none. Like, you're walking, you're stepping on them and you can't find them.
Holy crap.
You got to be, like, you just got to be let down as a parent. Like, man, is my kid dumb?
No, but you know what would be, that'd be, like, an insanely awful prank to pull on your kids.
Right.
Tell them to go find them and never put any out.
Oh, man.
What if you put the prize egg in, like, a big pile of dookie? It's like $100 in a prize egg, but it's in a big pile of S.
I could use $100.
Like on the, you know, Easter egg harm, farm hunt.
Oh, don't do the harm hunt.
Because it's all you only got to have a farm to do it. Or if you got a lot of dookie for some reason.
Harm hunt from the makers of Wampus Woods. It's harm hunt.
Oh, I dumped it. You good?
Oh, baby.
Competitor. Out of business.
Oh.
They shut down?
I don't keep up with the trends. Otis never lets me know these things.
You got about 6 months where you got to worry about it. You fine.
Peenhead did not tell me.
You got about 7 months where you got to worry about it. You fine.
Oh, it's Pinhead. I see. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. It's like an old car trying to turn on.
I couldn't get my throat cleared, man.
Get off on the good foot.
Yeah.
I wonder if people really do that now that they put prize eggs in Dookie.
I bet not.
I don't know.
I don't think that would be a very nice thing to do. And
I know.
That's something that would have been on a radio show in the 90s, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Any of them in the 90s would have done that.
Which keys in there?
Which keys? Yeah, in the 90s, it would have been in a pile of feces.
Yes.
In a church.
Yes.
It would be protected by naked women.
Uh-huh.
I love those old bits, giveaways, whatever. I'm like, oh, that's not what that is. That's something else. Like, I can't give any examples, really, because, you know, like you get in trouble.
Well, back, I mean, it was like from the 80s when, or the 70s, maybe late 70s, early 80s, when, it had to be the 80s when the Kinder toys got real popular, right? Before they give away the action figures of Yoda.
Yeah. Kenner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but remember the one where they give away an action figure of Yoda and people thought it might be a motor vehicle because they're giving away a Toyota?
Oh, okay. God, sorry. Yeah. I totally missed
old,
the
old prank giveaways that are against the law now?
The wordplay, I can't. Wordplay only works well for me like in print form.
Yeah, that's why it's a mean joke to do it all, when you just speak it and say Toyota.
Toyota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we didn't do it, but somebody, I want to say it was in Charlotte, that they did, we're giving away $100,000 and
the candy bar.
Yeah.
Now, I misspoke. It isn't illegal to do that anymore. It's just that now they can sue you and you actually owe them a Camry or $100,000.
Uh-huh.
So you don't do it anymore because you actually owe them what you teased them about.
Now, the funnest example is Paige walking naked across the road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That, dog named Naked.
The best thing about that was, and I bet one of them is still an officer here because he was younger then, because that's been, what, 20 years ago?
Been a while.
19. Rookie.
He was a rookie.
But he was there, and a couple cops, maybe three, came up, you know, and I was like, we're going to be in trouble for this. He's like, no, we just make sure everything's okay. And I'm like, you want to see if she really lost Nate, don't you? You want to see it, you want to know.
We're going to check it out.
He did have his dash cam turned toward Paige, oddly enough.
Yeah. Hey, one of our law enforcement buddies got a good award last week. I didn't tell you guys about that, Saul.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't share with you. But, and you'll know who I'm talking about when I say what the award is, but he was awarded Trooper of the Year.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. For his troop in South Carolina.
He's a nice guy.
Hell of a nice guy. Real nice dude. Real smart. Dude knows a lot of stuff about history of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he know how many counties are in the state?
Appetizement, everything.
I've worked in all of them, so.
Yeah.
I wonder how you win that.
You do good work.
Abbeville, Aiken, Allendale, Anderson, Bamberg, Barnwell, Buford, Berkeley, Calhoun, Charleston, Cherokee, Chester. And that's where it falls. I used to do it all the way. Huh? Who?
Colleton.
Colleton.
Colleton County. We got one of those, right?
Yeah.
Colleton.
You know, I guess Darlington would be next.
Yeah. County, and then it gets into like Edgefield, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Others. I used to could do them all. I can still do the presidents. I used to be able to do, I knew the books of the Bible, but that doesn't, no one cares now.
Yeah. I'm reading off the list. Yeah. Abbeville, Aiken, Allendale, Anderson, Bamberg, Barnwell, Buford, Berkeley, Calhoun, Charleston, Cherokee, Chester, Chesterfield, Clarendon, Colleton, Darlington, Dillon, Dorchester, Edgefield, yeah. Fairfield, Florence, Georgetown, Greenville, Greenwood,
Horry,
Hampton, Horry, Jasper, Kershaw, Lancaster, Lawrence, Lee, Lexington, Marion, Marlboro, McCormick, Newberry, Oconee, Orangeburg, Pickens, Richland, Saluda, Spartanburg, Sumter, Union, Williamsburg, and York.
Forgot about Fairfield.
Yeah. Always forget about Fairfield. So does everybody else.
Yeah. Even people live there.
Yeah, they do.
Move out of there.
Like Myrtle Beach is Horry County, but I swear, and my family, big time churchy,
mm-hmm.
and they would have never called it Horry on purpose as a way to make a fun pun joke.
No.
They literally thought it was called, and Robert Horry. Okay, so it is
Big
Robert
Shot Bob.
Horry. Yeah. Big Shot Bob, yeah.
What's the worst county? Marlboro?
Well, for your lawn.
Man.
That is Sir Walter Raleigh, North Carolina.
Marlboro County is really...
that whole line, poor. Chesterfield, Marlboro, Dillon, that's rough. Yep. That's rough through there, man.
What is the like, where is the paper mill on the way to the... Or it's not there anymore, I guess.
Georgetown County?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. God. Oh,
there's so many cotton fields in Marlboro County. I tried to pull over and grab a bowl. They're so well protected.
It's like driving through five... Maybe four time portals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very odd.
Yeah.
You go from like, to, and it stinks real bad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like going to Dillon, like, well, nothing happens here, right?
Who was the ball player from Dillon, South Carolina?
Derek Hamilton, right?
Pokey?
Pokey Reese is from somewhere in South Carolina. Reggie Sanders, too.
It's Florence and Reggie Sanders. Yeah. I remember that one.
Various other ones.
I used to do those in alphabetical order, too.
Isn't Aziz Ansari from Marlboro County? Isn't that where
he would never claim
he
is.
Venezuela, Marlboro County.
He sure is. He won't tell you that.
I wouldn't claim
it. By the way, real
lives
quick.
In England now.
Make this all make sense with sports, with athletes, and also local stuff. What was it? Oh, Fat Boy. There's a Shoeless Joe Jackson card that on the back, some of them would say Brandon Mills, South Carolina, because that was the mill that
I know what it says then.
There's some that say Greenville, South Carolina. There's one rare one that says Greenville, North Carolina for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that says Pickens, South Carolina.
Ariel.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never knew. Like,
it says
never...
I can't read on the back.
They're like, is this right here, Joe? Is this where you're from? Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Ariel, South Carolina. Yeah.
I don't know. Some of them pranksters have been a hold of it. Like the Billy Ripken guys. He would have been from FFSE.
It's right there between Easley and Pickens.
Oh, Lord. Yep. All right. Here's what we got. Yeah. It's Thursday. Don't forget here at around 7:25. It ain't going to hurt to be a minute or two early. Go to our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X at The Rise Guys. You'll be able to see us live in color. And I'll make sure I turn the lights on before we go live because I saw that video yesterday. I was like, oh, God, that looked.
Oh, yeah.
That
it
was
washed
on me.
Us out entirely.
It's totally like turned us all into powder. The movie character, not the stuff. So Facebook fussing coming up at 7:25 today. And, also, I guess there's not been any change in,
We're still good to go.
Oh, good.
As far as last check-in.
Okay. No, this does not involve waxing.
He really doesn't know what to do.
I got a DM from a lady.
Oh my gosh.
Or a woman. Whatever it is.
That's wild.
And, she said, one of the most uncomfortable things to be in the car with your daughter on the way to school.
Because she'll be asking, what is that? What are they talking about?
Well, you know what? Imagine she grows up with never knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the little door opening. We just barely opened it. Yeah. You got to swing it open. It
shouldn't be that uncomfortable. They have a commercial where the character is a pubic hair talking about a female razor.
Wow. Does it have like a weird voice?
It's kind of a weird look, too.
Yeah.
It's gotta be okay. All
curly and stuff.
We're throwing that out there now.
All right, give out the text number. Feel free to call us after sports, which will be coming up with Fabois, 1-800-774-0093. A good P1's already got that number in their phone.
The renewal by Anderson of the Carolina studio line.
That's the one, Jim. Mm-hmm. Don't drive and drink or text. Yeah. Or might as well stay at a lower part of the state unless you're just going to the beach.
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's right. Good song, too. What is up in the Plex?
Well, if you suffer from depression, anxiety, or substance use, or other mental issues, you might want to live, because where you live might contribute to your mood disorder. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Huh.
Where
could you live that would, like, maybe contribute to a mood disorder? Where would you live that's put you in a bad way?
I think we mentioned several of those counties a moment ago.
I believe we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We will we'll figure that out next and get your maps out. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by
heart. 800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin talk about your mental health, and where you live has a significant effect on how you are going to be mentally. Is country life better than city life?
Yes.
Hello, Oliver.
Yes, it is.
Well, well, you are, according to scientists, 40% more likely to develop a mood disorder if you live in a city.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well.
Any of them.
So that's a good reason to want to move out to the country. A study that is published in the National Library of Medicine showed that living in rural areas is much better for your mental health than living in the city. The study revealed that the city residents are 20% more likely to develop an anxiety disorder than those who live in a rural area, and 40% more likely to develop a mood disorder. It's the constant stimulation of living in a city.
Yeah, if I go outside and I'm always surrounded by people, yeah, I'd be anxious too.
I would be more than you.
That's fine.
I don't know if it's possible. Be more than me anxious than that. Like, you remember how they always say, oh, the world's population could fit in Texas. Could you imagine? The anxiety, yeah, though.
I don't want 8 billion people in Texas.
About to be.
There's about that many there now. They're on the way.
Give them a few hours.
You know, man, that video, is it, I asked 9 yesterday. I saw that video. And I'm like,
well, they're beating down the.
Is it where? Like, I've not read, like, where that was exactly.
I don't know.
The only two you ever hear about is Eagle Pass and then the Arizona Pass.
I don't think it was one of those. It looked different.
Mm-hmm. It did look different. Yeah. It looked like that area of just a different part of it.
And are they showing that same clip on the news?
I haven't seen it, but I haven't watched news either.
See, now I'm wondering, like, I second guess everything I read on the internet now, especially my light bill. Holy crap.
Anything that Julian Assange says, you should question.
Well, if you're questioning the immigration. People in the big cities can now tell you, yeah, it's real.
In the city.
What city? People in every major American city can tell you, yeah, they've bussed them in here and flown them in here. Like the Biden thing. I didn't think it was real that the 300,000 on airplanes came in, but apparently that was real. Yep. How in the hell was that real? That seemed like a Babylon Bee or something.
We'll take them up to Canada sometimes, too, and right back down. Mm. Can't build a wall up there.
Well, the pros to living in a city is obviously the opportunities that are provided by living there, where you're going to have more schools, leisure, other things.
Crazy cost of living.
Shopping. And living in a city might come with some higher salaries. The cons are the pace that comes with living there and the constant stipulation.
Ain't got no yard.
Bigger price tag.
They have a green space, though.
Was the study they spent a weekend in a city and a weekend in the country and decided which one felt better? Because that'd be easy to figure this out.
Mm. Well, according to these experts, the cities are just too stimulating, and all the noise and stimulations keep our minds in constant state of fight or flight, which messes with the brain.
For sure. You imagine having to ride the New York subway to work or
man, living
buses.
Like that would not be fun.
So over time, all that environmental stress makes it more likely for us to have mental health problems.
There's nothing more uncomfortable to me in my mind than getting on that subway in the morning when it's a whole bunch of people, like it's packed full of people, all pretending nobody else is there, all trying to ignore each other. That's weird.
You have the one guy who like jumps up and starts dancing or doing some kind of
stabbing people, whatever.
Whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah, urinating, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. All the things that happen on subways, yeah. Breakdancing, fighting people, pulling knives out, pulling guns out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Prank.
Yeah.
Tied your shoes together.
Taking your bridges off.
Super glued your hand to that pole. Ha ha. Protester.
Yeah.
So the article also pointed out that environmental factors such as mental illness might be just preventable or prevalent in greater areas.
Well,
due to genetic factors and everything.
There's a higher density of population, but whenever I'm in a city, I see a whole lot of people exhibiting visible signs of schizophrenia. They're quite visible.
I wouldn't even know what to look for.
Well, they seem to be talking to themselves.
Well, and a lot of people were just dumped on the streets because of the Mental Health Association. Where do you go?
Don't look in the window at my house.
If there's no hospital to facilitate people. And so there is some advice for this. Go to the place where you have the greatest peace of mind and stay there. Don't leave. You're comfortable and you get some rest.
Yeah, I can't see that pace of life, you know, but I guess some people prefer it.
I don't know if they prefer it. They might be gaslighting themselves. It's a lot.
Especially if you like, you know, you always see those studio apartments and stuff. It's like literally living in a prison cell that you get to decorate.
Yeah.
And bring like electronics and stuff.
Man, you know what would be
have
cool?
Have a guest over if they can lay on their side.
It'd be cool to just go live in a cave in the mountains. That'd be nice.
I prefer a cave in the city.
Not like a deep cave, just like an open mouth cave. You have a fire and not suffocate, you know.
Yeah.
Be nice.
You want like a stump house tunnel type of halfway through? Or?
Yeah, something like that. But higher up without tourists. My own private cave, yeah.
My own
private cave. On a private cave.
Patrick Moan.
I was for a double wide.
His daddy drinks.
As long as you're happy.
You got DUI.
A hunter called the authorities, called the police, and asked if he can shoot a Sasquatch.
That's Bigfoot.
Yeah. He mentioned that he wasn't going to shoot the female Sasquatch in his phone call, but this is not.
How do you find out it was a girl?
I don't know. I've never heard of a female Sasquatch. I thought that they were only boy ones.
I guess if it was a male, you'd be able to tell because it'd probably be pretty obvious.
Is that a big rule of thumb as far as like, I only know this from watching crabbing. You can't use the females or the juveniles. You got to throw them back. But like deer or anything else you'd hunt or kill, you like females you can't touch?
There's limits on does, right?
That was yeah.
on does.
Okay. Not with hitting them though. That's no, if that's you ever see a deer on the side of the road dead, it's likely a doe.
Yeah, because
oh, somebody so would have went back and got the buck.
Everybody wants them big bucks, big 8-pointers, 10-pointers.
Yeah. This is bucks pretending to be women or does because their horns fall off.
Maybe they decided. Oh, I was born a buck. You have the body of a doe. I don't care. It's up here in my antlers.
Yeah, doe, a deer.
I'm a trans doe.
A female deer.
trans doe.
if you're a hairy man, you might want to avoid this area because the sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, posted a funny update on a Facebook thing after a guy called in and asked if he was allowed to hunt Sasquatch. He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April and wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal there. And so, does he need a special license? They told him that it was really more of a question for Fish and Wildlife Office, but he said he already called them and they referred him to
the Boy, that's what the hell they do, too. I've been through that, man.
So how is he going to get an answer?
Remember, I saw that damn ostrich in Anderson County, South Carolina, running around in a field, like not on a farm, just running around in wild.
Wild ostrich.
It had escaped from somebody who had an ostrich farm or something. But so I called animal control back before cell phones. I was like 18 years old, probably 17. Mm. So I go down to a gas station like a quarter mile away, and I go in and, hey, can I use your phone? There's an ostrich up the road. I'm like, huh? Yeah. And then somebody else came in and said, yeah, there's a real ostrich up the road. I saw it too. So I call animal control, and they say, yeah, we can't really do anything with that. You have to call the sheriff's department. I called the sheriff's department, and they said you got to call animal control. So I just went home.
My God, if it was in a lake somewhere, they would have been there in a freaking 10 seconds.
Let that ostrich fish out of license, see what happens.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Speaking of that, yesterday, y'all were talking about wild turkeys, like, popping up. You've seen a lot of them. Look at – this is not my land, but this is land about – well, nine did. It was about a quarter of a mile from the farm. Look at the amount of wild turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I say there was 30 or more, I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was looking for the blind or dudes up in a tree with wearing.
Well, do they have a season, too? Can you, like,
I think they go hunting. And
oh, yeah.
It's not as easy as you think, though, from what I've been hearing from the hunters to kill them.
I tell you, man, going on a hunt don't seem fun.
No.
For anything,
no,
ever.
You used to say that on Friday nights when we're at Nine's house getting ready to go out.
Well, nobody ever bagged nothing then.
I was talking to me when I just said that, by the way. Not Nine. All right.
Well, whoever took the call for this Sasquatch thing, they said that they told him to wait to hear back and wanted to clarify if he was interested in bagging a male Squatch or, of course, that he wouldn't hurt the female. So he never got a definite answer on if he's going to go there and, you know, start hunting for, if he had probable cause to go out there.
Wow.
Well, you have to establish probable cause to hunt an animal now?
No, but I mean, why would he call and say he wanted it in if there was a sighting or, you know, a hunting group going out there to kill a Sasquatch?
I don't know. He's about to lose his mind because we're behind.
He's losing his
mind. I think he was doing the thing. He wasn't.
He's doing it.
He wasn't flexing. He was like, yeah, we got to go break.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Bad boy, what's up in sports?
Caitlin Clark got a huge offer to play basketball, but it ain't from the WNBA.
Live Tour.
Seven figures. You're not too far off.
Oh, man.
It's one of those startup leagues.
Okay.
Is it the one in Italy?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's ran by one of your favorite rappers.
Oh. I'm excited to find out.
It might be a third.
I know. Nines is Puff Daddy. Mine would be... All right, we'll
did it.
We'll find out what Hove trying to do next. Maybe. Ooh.
Wheezy.
Damn. We all fat Chris.
0-2.
Master P loves basketball. It's him, ain't it?
0-3.
Was there a No Limit Soulja?
Oh, no.
All right, morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Today is opening day. A lot of games got postponed for weather. Sucks.
Where at?
I think it's like 4 or 5, actually. Oh. Too many to name.
Oh, yeah. It's not Lalana, though, right?
Actually, don't know. I have to check on
that. I'll
look
it up.
Did you know that only 5 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams have never won the World Series? You want to guess who they are?
Currently, right?
Yeah, current teams.
Never won the World Series?
Yep.
Are you counting... the Nationals never won it, even when they were around in the 50s.
They won a few years, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
they did.
Yep. They got one when Bryce left.
Yeah, they did.
Good God!
And so you got the Rockies and the Rays.
Those are two.
Mm-hmm.
Rockies went 0-7, lost to the Sox.
Yeah,
swept.
I'm not even gonna guess. I didn't even know that. I mean, I think I knew it, just forgot. Who was the pitcher then? CC Sabathia.
For who?
Yeah, for who?
For the Nationals.
Oh. Scherzer was on that staff.
Yeah, sure. They had power pitching.
I think they had Gio Gonzalez and a couple others.
Wait a minute. I am a moron. I'm thinking of the Washington Senators.
Oh, okay.
They were not a right. That's why I was like, man, that don't make sense. But there's two different teams. All right, I'm out.
You got the Brewers, the Rays, the Padres, Mariners, and Rockies.
Oh, yeah. I thought the Brewers had one back in the day. The Mariners, I should have been able to think of.
Oh, the Mariners, that year they won, 103, I think they won.
With the Brett Boone year?
Yep.
Yeah.
They should have won. So, enjoy baseball.
The Brett Boone year. You remember the Brett Boone year, Matt, man?
Oh, God, yeah.
He was insane that one season.
Old Jay Buhner.
I mean, he was a good ball player, but that one year, he was the man.
That was a family of three generations Major League Baseball players. Mm-hmm. And two brothers. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
You had Bob, you had Brett.
Yep.
And I think Aaron's still managing the Yankees now, I think.
Pat would sing to them while they would play. Daniel would shoot raccoons and make them cool hats if they hit a home run.
You know, the Panthers made a pretty big signing yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's a homecoming for all.
I was in the ball card store when I heard, too. It was fun.
Let's go! Hey! Jadeveon Clowney, of course, he's from Rock Hill. Went to South Point. He's coming back to the area. 2 years, $20 million bucks with incentives. Also, They're reaching out to Stephon Gilmore to come back. So they're trying to get that going.
Man, they're trying to sell tickets based on nostalgia. They ain't going to win nothing, though.
They go hire Spurrier as the head coach, head ball coach.
They're still trying to get a receiver. Load up on them, too.
Well, Sidney Rice, give him a call. Oh, he's, down, he's just down in Gaffney. Call him up.
God, did he retired as a Seahawk?
I think
a Raven.
Did. I don't remember.
Might have been a Seahawk.
Alshon Jeffrey, call him too. I don't know where he is, but call him.
He's out.
Somebody text in why Sidney Rice didn't go to Clemson. I always heard he wanted to, but I think Bowden didn't want him.
They didn't want him.
Or something. Yeah, something happened there.
Yep.
Why didn't Debo go? Text
there
me
was another too. One here recently that wanted to go. I think it was, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Unkembe.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to go to Clemson, and they didn't ask him to go, so he went to South Carolina. And I'm like, man, I don't know. You should be saying that.
No,
I don't.
That's the rival. Don't be saying that.
Hey,
Ricky Dragon Steamboat, what do you want to do for dinner? Well, I kind of want to go eat with Ric Flair. How about that?
I think I want some Salisbury steak from Banquet Family Pack. I'll eat all six patties. So, Caitlin Clark got an offer from the Big Three Basketball League to come play there. Now, that's a fun league to watch. It's half court. It's to 50. It's halftime when you get to 25. Ones and twos. And it's all ex-NBA players.
Mm-hmm. Is it – but who – the rapper, is it Jay-Z?
Oh, no. You may know him as one third of West Side Connection. We used to play his instrumental on Friday mornings. You can do it. Put your ass into it.
Oh, my God.
Don't stop. Get it. Get it. Don't stop. Honky hit it. It's Ice Cube.
That's right.
People try to figure it out. So he offered her $5 million if she wants to come play in the Big Three. Now, you would say, I mean, come on, this is not the WNBA, but look, the highest paid player in the WNBA last year only made $600,000.
Different time now. I know it's last year. Different. Way different. And her endorsements alone, she would just you'd be sunsetting her career for the business types listening.
I'm telling you, man, the NBA does not get behind the WNBA. They don't promote it.
They're not going to have a – they don't have a chance. I mean, they're not going to have a – the people are there. I'm telling you, I'm shocked.
They've had some star players in that league too, like some legit star players with like star player qualities to them.
But have any of them –
none of them been as popular as her, though.
Swept us off our feet the way that young lady from Iowa.
I would recognize her if she walked in right now. Like, man, that's a tall girl.
Yeah. That would be my first guess. I would say, Lobo, mm-hmm. Is that you?
So that's the thing you think –
Pat Summitt Jr., perhaps.
Sue Bird?
You think it would be a Husky?
Ruth? Linda Ruth Tassetti?
Definitely Linda not Ruth. Her. You'd recognize her.
Way out of here.
I think it was the Bambino walking in. But she's the Bambina.
You look just like your grandpa.
You think they call her the Great Bambina?
Got a problem.
That would, yeah. I'm sure of it. Mm. I wonder if she's still with us.
I think so.
Is she?
I think she's still doing cons, doing autograph appearances.
Thank God.
I think she got OnlyFans. Right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Let me show you how to smoke a cigar the way my grandpa did.
Oh.
All right. We will take a break. We will come back. Coming up at 7:25 this morning, make sure you're on your phone, your computer, whatever, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at the Rise Guys on X, Instagram, YouTube, and you'll be able to see a live Facebook fussing.
Oh. KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.